This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Fall fishing is in full swing. The archery deer hunt's well underway. Duck hunting's now going strong in the central zone, and we have squirrel hunting and a number of other outdoor opportunities. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, the archery deer hunt is indeed underway, and this cooler weather seems to be bringing somewhat better success. In fact, cooler weather continues to bring better success during the third full week of the archery deer hunting season. The nearly 3.5 month long season that began October 1st continues through January 15th. Now, unofficial results, as of Sunday about noon, showed hunter success rates a bit below normal for this same period, but things were picking up. During this period, Illinois deer hunters had harvested an unofficial total of 17,170 deer. The top five counties for archery harvest during this period were Pike with 684, Fulton with 480, Jefferson with 405, Vermilion with 383, and Peoria with 375. Now, the results for the local counties show Calhoun County archers bagging about 206 deer. Greene County hunters had matched them with another 206. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 253 whitetails, and Morgan County hunters tagged 168. The archery harvest in Jersey County during this period was 158. The Madison County harvest stood at 356. Montgomery County hunters had bagged 158 deer up until about Sunday noon. And the Bond County harvest, it was 138. Though hunting continues through mid-January, the season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, which are scheduled for November 18th through the 20th and December 1st through the 4th. Now, we don't have any results from the first week of the Central Zone duck hunt, but we do have some early results from the youth hunt, which was held a week earlier on the Mississippi River areas along the Illinois and Mississippi River. It appears that the 314 young waterfowlers hunting on the Mississippi River area during the special youth duck hunt enjoyed some pretty good early action. The young hunters bagged a total of 478 ducks and two geese during the two-day hunt that concluded October 16th. Now, as might be expected, the greatest number of ducks, which was 214, came from the Batchtown area. Young hunters at Stump Lake came in second with a total of 83 ducks and one goose. Results from the Glades and Goldar were almost identical, with hunters bagging 52 and 50 ducks respectively. And one young hunter at Goldar also checked in a Canada goose. Other reporting sites included Riprap Landing with 32 ducks, Red's Landing with 18, Fuller Lake with 3, and Calhoun Point with 26. Blue-winged teal made up the majority of the harvest, as you might think early in the season here, with 176 birds, followed by a harvest of green-winged teal totaling 86 birds. The young hunters also found success bagging 54 wood ducks, 39 pintails, 17 mallards, and of course 18 coots. A variety of other ducks filled out the totals. The newest zone, our South Central Zone, will hold its youth hunt November 5th and 6th, and the South Zone youth hunt is scheduled for November 12th through the 13th. Also, the fall firearm turkey hunt's now underway. The 2011 Illinois fall shotgun turkey season began as of October 22nd and continues through October 30th. The archery season runs from October 1st through January 15th, and the archery season closes during both segments of the firearm deer season in counties open to firearm deer hunting. And as with the spring season, fall turkey hunting is by permit only. And as always, hunters are permitted only one bird of either sex per permit. Check your regional DNR office for details regarding any permits that may be available. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages.
You already know you can buy, sell, trade, even locate and give away on the WSMI Trading Post.
But did you know now you can also advertise yard work and house cleaning services?
The WSMI Trading Post. Buying, selling, trading.
And now advertising house cleaning and yard working services every Monday through Friday at 9:45 on WSMI AM 1540.
Okay, we're back, and fall fishing is in full swing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Down at Wren Lake right now, the water is beginning to cool rapidly. Recently, the temperature was around 70 and still falling, and get ready for some of the best fishing of the year. The crappie bite is on. Fish are being caught in the stake beds and brush piles in 2 to 16 feet of water, and they're also being caught under the Sailboat Harbor Bridge along Round 154, along as well as the Gun Creek Bridge. They're hitting minnows and jigs about equally well right now, and the fish are beginning their transition into their fall pattern. The big fish are starting to bite, and the catfish bite remains good. If fishing from the Waltonville, Bonnie, and the Ina boat ramps, all hot spots right now. A lot of fish are being caught by people in boats drifting their baits along the bottom as well. Cut shad seems to be the favorite baits. However, several things are working: night crawlers, liver, shrimp, and whole shad. The bass bite, it seems to be in a fall pattern now, with spinner baits being a huge player in the shallows. Numbers of bass are being taken at the mouths of the bays that have a good ditch or creek, entering them on lipless crankbaits as well as some plastics. The bass are scattered but shallow, so lots of things happening at Rend. At Carlisle Lake right now, fall is in the air, and the catfish bite is going strong in the lake. They're being caught in night crawlers, cheese baits, or shrimp. The crappie is turned on, and turned on big time. Some very nice crappie being caught, and being caught by shoreline anglers as well around Dam West boat ramp. The cooler weather is bringing the crappie into the rocks, and many reports of crappie are being caught very shallow in the rocks while fishing for white bass. And white bass are rated excellent. They're right on the rocks right now. Inline spinners are working well as jigs. You can catch a cooler full of these white bass if you time things well. The white bass in the tailwater, they're rated only fair. They've slowed down in the river, but they're still being taken on inline spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails. The catfish bite may be the best right now below the dam. Catfish and flathead is what's most active in the river, and shad, night crawlers are the baits of choice. Some of the commercial baits are also working well, and the crappie bite rated good. A lot of fish being caught in the river now, and some nice size ones. The size has gone up in these river crappie, and the sauger bite has tapered off to a poor state right now, just not much water flowing, and that always means less sauger action. And down up at Lake Shelbyville, the water temperatures have been bouncing from the low 60s back up to the upper 60s, and with this cooler trend we're having this week, we should see these waters even cool more, and it's time to get the big black crappie. You'll need to look for some off-colored water for some of the best action. In both the rivers and the lake, a slip bobber and a big shiner under it with a plain Aberdeen hook is working best. Try concentrating on the root balls up in the river as the big black crappie are lying in about a foot of water. You won't get many out of a spot, but these are nice fish, and some of these fish are in the 1.5 to almost 2-pound range. You might even catch a fat walleye in these same areas. In the lake, however, try working the ends of the down trees and looking for small submerged branches under them. The water depth can be as shallow as 8 feet, but up to 15. It's best to stay back and drift the slip bobber over these trees. Minnows are working best here too, but that will change once these water temperatures drops in the 50s and lower. And the white bass have moved into the bigger coves that have feeder creeks in them. They kind of like the nice calm banks and have the shad bunched up on them by the tens of thousands. So lots of white bass action at Lake Shelbyville, too. The largemouth action, it's been an all-day affair now. In fact, it seems to be a little better as these waters warm. Plastics working well, as well as crankbaits and spinnerbaits. And the catfish bite, it, too, is going strong with all types of live and commercial baits working well. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene, particularly if you're a fisherman fishing our big three Corps of Engineer lakes. And don't forget the trout fishing at many of the DNR catchable trout areas. That too is going strong. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.